And now, the rest of the story. Al looked Otis straight in the eye and said, I'm told you could write a song about anything. Well, Otis was taken off guard. He'd never said anything of the kind. In that same instant, he wondered why on earth such a boast might have been fabricated on his behalf. But there was Al, half smiling, looking right at Otis, waiting for a response. And Otis felt a dare coming on. He grinned and shrugged, and that's when Al held up a bottle of soda. And he shook the bottle of soda. And he said, here, let me see you write a song about this. And Otis went home and tried. Otis Blackwell, Brooklyn-born and bred, was in his 20s when he wrote and sold his first hit song. It was called Fever. In those days, Otis had neither an agent nor an agency representing him, and Fever was sold the same way as were all of his songs, by Otis running around the town, knocking on publishers' doors, hoping one of them would like what he'd written. Another hit followed quickly on the heels of his first. The new song was entitled Don't Be Cruel. And you know what happened to that one. It was sung by a rising young rock and roller named Elvis Presley, and the rest is hip-swiveling history. Shortly thereafter, Otis was approached by Shalimar Music, a respected publishing company. Shalimar offered the young songwriter an exclusive contract, $150 a week, plus expenses and a share of the royalties. No production quota. All Otis had to do was turn over everything he wrote to the company. Otis said, you have a deal. Well, his relationship with that publisher continued for many productive years, but Otis Blackwell never forgot one remarkable day when Executive Al Stanton walked into his office. Now, Stanton was no corporate small fry. He was third in command. That was all the more reason to take him seriously. But how could Otis take this seriously? Al is holding a bottle of soda pop in his hand, which Otis had scarcely noticed. That is, he had scarcely noticed it until Al challenged him, and then he had heard that Otis could write a song about anything, he said. But could he write a song about a bottle of pop? Let's see you write a song about this, he dared the young songwriter. Well, Otis went home that night. And don't get ahead of me now. He was pondering Stanton's suggestion. To this day, the songwriter hasn't the slightest idea why Al said what he said. Unless it was simply that he was trying to stimulate the imaginations of his creative staff. But anyway, whatever the case, Otis went home and he wrote that song about a bottle of soda pop. And he brought it to the office the following day and he showed it to his employers. And what do you know? It was exactly what they had wanted. So a demo was cut, a demonstration record was cut, sent immediately to Elvis Presley. Elvis loved it. On March 27, 1957, Elvis Presley recorded it. Rock and rollers responded all around the globe. Now, I'd neglected to mention one thing. That publishing executive Al Stanton did something with that carbonated soft drink bottle when he brought it into the room that day just before making the dare. He shook it. He shook the bottle hard until it fizzed and foamed. And that's when he said, now, I've heard that you can write a song about anything. Let's see you write a song about that. And that's when Otis Blackwell went home and returned the next day with a rock and roll classic called All Shook Up. And now you know the rest of the story.